If you look at a picture of the pelvis here, you can see that it's almost like a bowl. And covering that bowl, imagine like a mesh or a trampoline. And on top of that trampoline are your organs. The organs of the prostate in men, the uterus in women. In both sexes, there's the bladder. Then you have all the intestines and various other organs above that. If the pelvis is free and moving properly, the mesh or the trampoline sits properly. But if you had a fall off a horse or an old accident, you can refer to the videos that talk about pelvic traumas, and you can refer to the videos on the gait fault and scoliosis. But when this happens, imagine that the pelvis is twisted or torqued, which will then twist or torque or pull in different directions the trampoline. And so therefore, next time the person has pressure or has to go to the bathroom and you bear down, or you're trying to lift something and you have to build internal pressure, the organs actually pop through the weakened areas of the trampoline. So this is what causes hernias. And many people will have surgically the hernia fixed. They paste it back up and sew it together, but the cause is not being corrected. And what will happen too is the uterus will get tipped if it's not corrected. The uterus is now saggy. And so the person will notice they have crampy or achy or full feeling of menstrual cycles. And they just think it's normal. But really, the body is just saying all the intestines and everything are sitting heavily. And in men, it's the prostate gland that enlarges. Why does it enlarge? Let's ask ourselves, why would it enlarge? See if this makes sense. If we have a cranial injury, as I've explained, is really the cause of almost all of neural disorganization, then the front muscles are off. The body's putting everything to the back of the body in that armed defense in case you're going to get hit again. If you combine that with rotation, such as a pelvic trauma, then the whole front system is weak. So internally, the organs are saggy or droopy. And that weighs down on the lowest systems, which is the bladder, and in men, the prostate gland. So not only do they say, oh, I frequently have to urinate because the bladder is getting pressed on, but the prostate gland, like a bodybuilder holding up an extra heavy roof, it starts to enlarge over 10, 20 years of having the problem uncorrected. Till one day, they find a common symptom, which is after they finish peeing, they zip up, but then a few drops come out. Many men will have this condition, but they won't say anything about it, and they just think it's normal. But then, a few days, if not a week later, after the corrections, then they notice that problem is dissolved, and they don't have to go with urgency or frequently to the bathroom, so they stop using, oh, it's because I drink a lot of water, as their excuse for having to frequently urinate. And the same thing in women. Once you've corrected these conditions, correct the cranials, correct the pelvis, etc., then they start to notice they have the abdominal tone back. This lifts up off the uterus, and now their menstrual cycles are much more pleasant to go through.